Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 6, 1921. The proposed Watch Factory Baseball League is a reality. At a meeting in the Watch Factory Gymnasium last night, attended by managers and members of the Gymnasium Committee of the Employee Advisory Council, the league was formally launched. Managers of all four teams reported prospects for strong teams as exceedingly bright. Two teams are already practically organized. The extremely hot weather of the past few weeks even hit the weatherman. William Payne of the Watch Factory Observatory, who records the rise and fall of temperature each day, has been taken ill and is now resting at his home on Sherman Avenue. This is the hottest summer since 1916, when much sickness was prevalent. The Rialto Theater will close its doors Sunday night for the summer months, according to William B. Newman, manager. Other Elgin theaters are expected to take similar action in several days, although arrangements will be made for the operation of one theater at a time at least. The public does not enjoy moving pictures during the extremely hot weather and does not attend the shows, said Mr. Newman. The slump in attendance at the theaters in Elgin is not out of the ordinary, as theaters throughout the country have also been hit. Patrons of the swimming pool at Wing Park will be able to rent bathing suits, towels, and to check their valuables within a few days, Commissioner Frank M. Lasher announced today. A charge of 25 cents an hour will be made for bathing suits and 10 cents for the checking of valuables. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.